What do you do? Just grind it up and.
You boil it first and get all the bone out of it. Boil it till it's.
Just the whole head?
You cut the head in two instead of boiling it just in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to cut the head in two anyway to get the brain out.
Yeah.
Because you want them separate. Then you boil the head and get it real soft so the skin of it is soft enough to mash up with a pestle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pick out all the bony, gristly parts of it and discard them. And then you'll use the pestle on the rest of it and mash it all up to a pulp.
Mm-hmm.
And put your seasoning in and then mold it into some kind of a container, a bowl or a pan or something that where you can slice it off then when after it gets cold.
Did y'all usually do that with the hogs y'all had?
Mm-hmm.
What does it taste like, just pork?
Well, it tastes pork and it's rather fat. I didn't like it. My daddy liked it very much.
Mm-hmm.
We put a lot of seasoning, pepper and sage and salt and stuff like that in it. But as I say, it was so fat, I didn't care for it, but my daddy liked it.
Yeah. What do you call a dish made by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Liver mush. We were all crazy about that.
You just grind it up and what, fried or bake it?
No, boil it? You boil it just like I was telling you about the head.
Yeah.
You boil it until it'll just come all to pieces and let it boil down till it doesn't have too much water in it but has some.
Mm-hmm.
And you mash it up with your pestle, just mash it to a real pulp. And you season it with sage and pepper and salt and mold it into a bowl or a pan, whatever the shape you want to slice from.
Yeah.
And put it away where it'll be chilled and cold and then slice it off and fry it. Roll it in flour, Mama always did and I did. Some people rolled it in meal, but we rolled it in flour and fried it. Till it was brown on both sides.
Yeah.
And it was yum yum.
Sounds a lot better than that other. That's for sure. Did y'all ever make anything out of the hog blood?
Mm.
Did you know people that did, or did you ever eat it?
No.
Okay. Did you ever take the juice, say, of the liver or the what do you call it, liver mush? Yeah, liver mush or the stuff that you made out of the head. Did you ever take that juice and use it?
No, just only just
what was left,
what was boiled down to use into that.
Okay. Well, did you have a name for the liver mush after you fried it?
No, it was still liver mush.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was just fried liver mush.
Okay. What do you call thick sour milk?
What?
Thick sour milk.
Buttermilk.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course, you make buttermilk by churning.
Yeah. Would there be something else? Let's see. What would you keep it by for? I don't know. Something else? Another name for buttermilk, or what about just milk that's